Father, we thank you this morning. We exalt you, for you are God and you are God alone. We honor your name for your mercy, for your grace. We bless you, for you are the Lord and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We bless your name. We exalt you. You are the Lord and you are God forevermore. Father, we honor you. We bless you. We bow before you. We say you are the Lord. Thank you, righteous Father, our God, our helper, our God, our deliverer, our God, our restorer, our glory, our strength. Lord, we bless you. You are the Lord that makes way for us even where there is no way. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name. Father, we exalt you. Thank you, righteous Father. We bless you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We bow before you. And Lord, this morning, we ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day, that your mercy will be our portion today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 23rd of December, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for the opportunity he has given to you to see this blessed day. Honor him for his mercy and for his grace over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is released upon me. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, in the name of Jesus, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I take charge of this day and I declare by the word of the Lord that I move from victory to victory. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, it is the Lord that is in charge of my life. It is the Lord that is in charge of my blessing. My blessing is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. In the name of Jesus, and I declare that the favor of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I take delivery of God's provision for me this day. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I cancel every evil agenda of the enemy concerning my life. In the name of Jesus, the devices of the wicked will not prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, the enterprise of the wicked is frustrated over me today. In the name of Jesus, they will not prosper in their labor. In the name of Jesus, the wickedness of the wicked is disappointed over me. In the name of Jesus, evil words spoken concerning my day is disappointed. Evil words spoken concerning my life is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Evil word will not stand in the name of Jesus. Evil plan of the enemy concerning my day, you will not stand in the name of Jesus. I frustrate every agenda of darkness in the name of Jesus. Every demonic agenda over me, I frustrate you in the name of Jesus. Every form of demonic expression over my day, expressions of evil, expression of accident, expression of error over my day, this day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not prosper in your endeavor over me. In the name of Jesus, I promote the agenda of grace over my day today. In the name of Jesus, no weapon that is put together against me will prosper. Your weapon will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, every second, every minute, every hour of this day, you will produce the evidence of God's blessing, evidence of God's provision upon my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, for I am favored. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the mercy of the Lord locates me today. In the name of Jesus, I am divinely placed by the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I bind every spirit of error over this day. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into error. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. I will not walk into the trap of men. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord order my step. In the name of Jesus, oh, my gates of blessing is open today. In the name of Jesus, the glory of the Lord is upon me. The glory of the Lord overshadow me. In the name of Jesus, the presence of the Lord is with me as a shield and as a defense. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that the presence of the Lord becomes my shield, becomes my protection. Oh, your glory is upon me as my covering, and the fire of Holy Ghost becomes my defense. In the name of Jesus, I declare confusion into the camp of the enemy. They will will not prosper in their enterprise over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Spirit of the Lord grants me speed and accuracy. In the name of Jesus, every evil gathering, demonic gathering, witchcraft gathering against my life, against my going forward, you are scattered in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I possess the gates of this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare, O ye gates, lift up your head. Ye everlasting doors, be ye lifted up. For I am with the King of glory. The King of glory shall come in. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare, I go forward. I move forward. I am advancing in the name of Jesus and every sphere of my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil cycle, evil pattern. You will not repeat yourself in my life. For the scripture has said that affliction will not arise the second time. The Lord, by his hand of power, brought me out of this level. I am not going back. Every plan of the enemy to send me back to where I came from, in the name of Jesus, it will not stand. I cannot serve two masters. I serve the will of God. I serve the Lord Jesus. I am under the grace of God. Therefore, evil cycle, you have no place in me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has broken the chain. He has taken away the burden from my neck. He has broken it by his anointing. Therefore, every appointment with evil, every pattern of evil over my life, you are broken. You will not stand. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Quickly, beloved, I want us to remember Nigeria in our prayer. Remember this nation, that the Lord will have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh, call upon the Lord, that the Lord will have mercy upon Nigeria. Lord, arise and have mercy upon us. Tell the Lord to disappoint the devices of the wicked. Oh, Lord, you will arise and disappoint the enterprise of the wicked. Those that are prospering, those that have set themselves to continue to kill and to take life, Lord, you will disappoint them. You will destroy their enterprise. They will no longer prosper in that which they have planned to do. Arise, O God, and intervene. In the name of Jesus, we ask for mercy. Mercy, O Lord. Let your mercy speak for Nigeria. Father, let your mercy speak, O Lord. Arise, O Lord, and fight for your name, O Lord. Arise, O Lord, and fight for the cause of the gospel. By your mercy, you will defend your people. Arise, O Lord, have respect for your covenant, O Lord. For the dark places of this world, of this earth, is full of habitation of the cruelty. Father, you will scatter them in their gathering. You will cancel their enterprise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Tuesday. I bring to you the word of the Lord. Last week, Thursday, Friday, we spoke about the stone of help. Ebenezer, my stone of help. Today, I want us to go back to that. And I want you to see that truly the Lord is here to help you. The Lord is your helper. Dearly beloved of God, I want you to know this for a truth. Hold this in your hand for a fact, that God cannot bring you this far to disappoint you. God has not brought you this far to let you down. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and verse 9. We are hardly pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Verse 9. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. The enemy may be at the door always, trying to press you down, trying to bring down that which you have built, but you are not crushed, for the Lord is with you. The enemy might be at the door trying to get you perplexed, but you are not in despair, for the Lord your God is Ebenezer. The Lord is your stone of help. It might seem as if the door is closed and it looks like it's never going to open. See, the Lord God is a powerful God. Is supernatural. He is super in his nature. He is supernatural. You cannot fathom what he's going to do. He might not even open the door for you. What if he removes the whole door and he leaves the whole thing open for it to flow in and out of your life. Just trust in the Lord. You trust in Him. He is your helper. The Lord is able and abundantly able to arise and fight for your sake. Beloved, my God is my stone of help. My God, my helper. My Lord, my helper. God is the very present help. God is very present with you at every junction of your life. All you need to do is to turn to Him. All you need to do is to tune in to Him and cry unto Him, Abba Father, and call upon Him, Abba Father. The enemy might be fighting you to push you out of place, but you are God's beloved. Always in season, always in place with God's favor, always in place with God's help. I need to bring this to your understanding. The Bible reading for today, Isaiah chapter 55, I want you to read from verse 9 to verse 11. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that he may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it to do. God's plan is different from the way you set your own plan. He is God, is Jehovah Roy. His God is omnipotent, omnipresent. His God that you cannot compare Him with any man. Now He's telling you, His thought is different from your own thought. Understand this, dearly beloved, as you step out this morning. God is your helper. See Him as the source that can never dry. See Him as the source that can never dry. The channel that you are trying to place your trust in might dry up. Definitely, it may dry up. But the source, your source of help, your helper, it can never dry. I can tell you for a fact, with the little that I have seen in my life, God is our helper. He can never run dry. Do not consider the wind or the nature of the season that you are in now. You are God's anointed. He is the good shepherd. Surely He will make a way for you. Only if you can trust in Him completely to work things out for you and make everything that is ugly in your season beautiful. This is His word for you as you step out today. For you shall go out with joy and be led with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of briar shall come the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The plans of the Lord will not be moved. The plan of the Lord will not be cut off from your life. Only for you to see Him, turn to Him. That the Lord, you are the Lord my God, you are my Ebenezer, you are my stone of help. I trust in you, you are my helper. That I lift up my eyes unto you, I am lifting up my eyes unto you, not unto the hills, not unto any medium, not unto any channel, but unto you, my God, I lift up my eyes. And I know that you, the Lord, my good shepherd, my helper, you will send help unto me in this season. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, remember, the Lord Jesus is coming very soon. Prepare yourself for His coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and compliments of the season.